gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir. And what is your name?
My name is Adam Guerrero, ADC number 297388.
Okay, who is this, Mr. Guerrero?
I don't know.
What's his name? Guerrero.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Jennison will be conducting your hearing. You will be the lead, so just hold on, sir.
All right, thank you.
We need to make up some time.
No, I don't know. I'm afraid it is late, so you know, we're all good.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please say your ADC number and your full name for me, please, for the record?
ADC number 297388, Andrew Michael Guerrero.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Guerrero. You're appearing from the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westview, sir. Mr. Guerrero, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On that form, sir, you were notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, okay. Sir.
All right, thank you. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westview in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
As I do solemnly swear, sir, to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I do.
Okay, Mr. Guerrero, your hearing is going to be conducted into two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on the warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, sir, I need you to say whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir? Mr. Guerrero? I'm going to, you understand what I'm requesting when I read the allegation. I need you to state whether it's true or false.
Okay.
The allegation on your warrant states that you violate Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by the failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for a face-to-face contact visit on and about November 1st, 2017, as verbally written directed on October 24th, 2017. The biggest whereabouts are unknown, thus you are abstaining from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, well, based on the missing Mr. Guerrero, I'm going to move to find that it was a link that it did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, but you may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright.
Agreed.
So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start our phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, and go over some information and get any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
All right,
Mr. Westby.
On October 24th, 2017, Mr. Guerrero was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 24th, 2018 by Casa Grande PD on new felony charge of possession of drug paraphernalia and new misdemeanor charges of obstruction, failure to provide true name, and resisting arrest. He was back in DOC custody on June 4th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 13th, 2018, which reflects 203 absconded days Current conviction, 2014, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. 2014, marijuana violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2.2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2016, transition release of absconder, 213 days. Revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests in 2014. Was direct paraphernalia charged, but charges were not filed. Community risk score is a G6V6. I do have stats and charges from PO Wood, dated July 3rd, 2018, that states per Pinell County Superior Court records, on June 1st, 2018, the offender signed a plea agreement for 18 months supervised probation.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Doyle, when you were released, you were approved to reside with your brother Enrique Duran at 305 East 4th Street in Casa Grande, is that right?
True, yes, sir.
Okay, so did you continue to stay there or did you leave your brother's residence?
I left my brother's residence.
Okay, were you working during that period of time, sir?
Little side jobs here and there, you know what I'm saying? That's, but no actual job.
Okay, why did you leave your brother's residence?
I just wanted to do drugs, you know what I'm saying? Just being honest, and they don't allow drugs over here.
All right, so you relapsed. What kind of drugs were you getting?
Marijuana, mostly, and then a little bit of meth here and there.
A little marijuana and a little meth? So you were also directed to go to Health and Associates for Substance Abuse Counseling. You just decided not to go there?
Yeah. I still want to do it, you know what I'm saying?
So for 203 days, what were you doing, sir, out there on the streets?
Cool, just running mud.
Okay. So you just cruising it out there, just those 203 days, relapse on drugs and
Yeah. Waiting
to something such. You got arrested. What were you doing when you got arrested? Why did the police approach you? How did you get approached by the police?
Because at first I was at my grandmother's McMurray, and then I wasn't allowed there, so my aunt, she called the police on me. From there, I went all the way to the colonies in Castran, and me and one of my cousins were just smoking cigarettes, and I took a couple of hits out of a weed pipe, and then somebody called the police on us, and yeah, that's how I got caught. And I tried to run, but they caught me.
Tried to run, but they caught you?
Yeah.
So, you were on community supervision before, and you were standing for 213 days.
Yeah, the same, yeah.
Same thing. So what is it that, you know, you just decided to, you don't want to try to get off drugs or get your life right, or what is it, sir?
I just ran into the wrong people, you know, I don't know. Uh-huh. So I ended up relapsing, and yeah, it's nobody else's fault, but it's that mine, but if you're on that certain crowd and they want to do a certain thing and you're most likely going to do with them, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's hard to explain. I don't know.
Well, Mr. Gore, you got to make a decision, you know, at some point in your life, whether you're going to continue down that road or you're going to try to, you know, get your life together and do something a little bit more positive that you're not going in and out of a prison or running from the police and not able to get away.
Right. Yeah, you're right, sir.
All right. All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Some more additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Burrow, the board is about to come up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, that I'm repeating yourself?
Hopefully you guys let me out, and let me just try the parole one more time, but I know that's not, I don't know, good amount of living, because I already out there on parole two times, and so you guys give me more chance, it's about all I can say.
Okay, Mr. Guerrero, the board's going to go into discussion, so while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, however, remain silent so you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. We'll make a decision during the discussion whether to revoke or reinstate any community supervision, okay?
Okay.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. I think Mr. Guerrero's been pretty honest with us, you know. As a matter of fact, he's been straight out honest with us about his involvement. He was an absconder before for 213 days, and this time he was absconded for 202 days, and he was really, really, I think, honest in just saying that, hey, he just decided to wanted to do drugs and be out there with his friends, and he just stayed out there until he actually got caught. He will be released and won't be on any parole or community supervision on November 13th of 2018. I think that Mr. Guerrero has to make a decision whether he wants to be out on the street or complete his time in prison. But if he stays in there and he really becomes sincere about doing something with his life, he can start attending NA or AA meetings and not do any drugs while he's incarcerated. Take these few months that he has left to really give us some thought and get his life together before he needs to go back out there on the street, and he won't be on any parole or community supervision. And hopefully this young man change his life around and be positive and be a productive citizen. That's my opinion, however I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion, move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Guerrero find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses about to lapse in the criminal ways of confidence. He did relapse and start to use drugs, and he did abscond for 203 days. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Renthouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Mill. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Mr. Guerrero?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke the community supervision. I do want to thank you for taking the time and appear, but I also want to thank you for just being honest, sir. But I also want to tell you that you can make that turn that corner, but you have to make the decision, and I think you realize it yourself that you really have to make the decision whether you want to get off drugs or continue down this path. You will be released on November 13th of 2018. At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely with the exception of you. I don't know when you do have a probation tell that you have from when you were picked up and arrested. But,
yes.
Sir, if you take the time while you're there, try to do some NA or AA meetings or any drug rehab programs that you can get into until you release. So I want to thank you again for taking the time to participate in the hearing, and also I want to wish you the best of luck, sir. Hopefully you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement and won't have to come back before this board again, sir. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Guerrero.
Okay, so November 13th, my release date, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, God bless you.
All right. Please put the 03 back on. Please put your 03 back on the phone, sir.
For the 03?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.